Uyghurs of Xinjiang, of East Turkestan, a remark by a Facebook billionaire in these last weeks, much in the news. Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? The Uyghurs, a Muslim people, however, since the People's Republic of China has pressed a campaign these last years and months, we now associate the word genocide with the Uyghurs, perpetrated by Beijing. I welcome Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, because while we prepare for the Olympics and the images from Beijing, we also consider that the Uyghurs are part of the story that must be solved here in the 21st century about how to cooperate, live beside, deal with the regime in Beijing. Cliff, a very good evening to you. It is January, and this is a month to remember four events about genocide. The first one, to my memory, is this is the month in 1945 where the Russian forces, the Soviet forces, overran Auschwitz-Birkenau and did not reveal to the world what they discovered. What else happened in January that's pertinent to genocide? Good evening, Cliff.
Good evening. Always good to be with you. Well, 71 years ago also this month, the Genocide Convention, which was the UN General Assembly's very first human rights treaty. And it signified the international community, as it was called then, as it's called now, a commitment to never again would there be a genocide. Of course, that's had that unfortunately, that commitment has not been realized. We've had genocides in Cambodia and Bosnia and Herzegovina and Rwanda and Darfur, and it's close to a genocide, I think, in Syria when 500,000 people are killed and more than 12 million displaced. The Wannsee Conference was January 20th. That was, Wannsee is a suburb of Berlin, a lakeside resort. On January 20th, 15 senior Nazi officials met there, and they formally passed a death sentence on all the Jews of Europe, 11 million at that time, 6 million actually they managed to kill. And also they came to terms about how they would more efficiently organize and industrialize the slaughters that were ongoing. I understand a very nice breakfast was served. So we now have, so I think that those are the anniversaries that we have this month. I'm not sure I left that out.
It is also Holocaust Remembrance Day.
And Holocaust Remembrance Day that coincides with the liberation of Auschwitz, which you mentioned.
All right, we've established that genocide is much in the month of January. Let us help the Facebook billionaire. Why is genocide always important? And how is it that this young man has missed these lessons? What did we do wrong? How did we fail the younger people, Cliff?
You know, it's interesting. This young man, Chamath Palihapitiya, he is born in Sri Lanka. His family immigrated to Canada. He's obviously very bright. He became a young AOL vice president in his 20s. He moved on to Facebook. He's now a billionaire venture capitalist in California, shares his home with an Italian heiress and model. You know, good for him and good for us, I think, as I say in a column I've written for The Washington Times, to be reminded that America remains a land of opportunity, not least for people of color, which he is, and for immigrants, which he is. But again, as on this podcast, as you say, he thought he was being very candid by saying nobody cares about what's happened to the Uyghurs. Okay, we just don't care. He later tried to explain why he didn't care. He said, you know, I'm not even sure China's a dictatorship. I don't know that I have, he said, the moral absolutism to judge China. I think what he meant was moral authority. He said that he was much more concerned with supply chain issues, climate change, incarceration rate for men of color in the U.S., crippled healthcare system. This sentence I found interesting. He said, if you want to talk about human rights of people, I think we have a responsibility to take care of our own backyard first. Now, we're not committing genocide here in the U.S., last I looked. The idea that we have no moral authority even to judge genocide, even though that's what we were committed to do by treaty, the first treaty on human rights the UN had, even though what is going on, the persecution of the Uyghurs, has been called a genocide by the U.S. government, both the Trump administration and the current Biden administration, by France's parliament a few days ago, by Canada, by the Netherlands, by other countries. No, he says, I think not. I don't think we have the right to judge, and let's clean up our own house first. And one thing I point out in the column is this was a prevalent view among some Americans, I would say, not on the left like Chamath is, but on the right, in the 1930s. Who are we to judge the Nazis? I mean, really, we shouldn't get involved there. And if that view had prevailed, and it came close to prevailing, I would say, if you look back, you know the history better than I, World War II would have had a different outcome.
Why we pay attention to genocide, and it's not a matter of judging, it's paying attention, is we're looking at the end of civilization here. We're looking at people who've crossed the line and are perpetrating mass murder as a policy. I'm not going to educate the young billionaire anymore. I think it's our responsibility to talk about these things. The United States of America missed the 1930 signals. They were repeatedly there. The Olympics in 1936 in Berlin, we know this because we've gone through the notes. Everyone understood this was a platform for the Hitlerites to show their success, similar to what we're seeing now. We anticipate in Beijing, though it will be a pandemic Olympics. Our colleague Josh Rogan at the Washington Post has called it the Genocide Olympics. We're not going to miss this one the way America missed 1936. Or is that is my observation. Is it yours, Cliff, as well?
Yeah. Yes, it absolutely is. And one of the things about genocide is what does genocide mean? It means you're trying to wipe out a people, a culture. I think the Chinese are doing it as well to the Tibetans. I think they're slowly strangling Tibetan culture. Tibetan is a separate nation, people, religion, unique. It's also being wiped out. It's interesting to me that people who care a great deal, and I do too, about the humpback whale and the snail darter are absolutely indifferent when it comes to the wiping out of, say, the Uyghur people of Central Asia, whose land Xinjiang is part of the Chinese Communist Empire.
The reason I care about this repeatedly is the mystery of how Washington regards China, the China policy in general. Do we have one version? We have a couple of minutes. Is there one version that includes the Genocide Olympics, what we know about China's aggression in the South China Sea, what we know about Xi Jinping's phone calls with Moscow? Is a policy emerging from the Biden administration that uses the word genocide?
Oh, they are using the word genocide, or they at least have formally in terms of what's going on. Part of the problem is that China policy has changed radically in the Trump administration, thanks largely to Matt Pottinger, who is on the National Security Council, brilliant guy. I know him. He was a journalist in China. He was a U.S. Marine. Look, for a generation or more, our view of China was they're going to be strategic partners, good stakeholders in the international liberal rules-based American-led order. That has not been the case for a long time. You may remember that Biden during the campaign said these are okay guys, they're not going to eat our lunch. A lot of American politicians said a rich and prosperous China will become a moderate and liberal China. It'll all work out fine. It hasn't. We've been slow to recognize that. But even having recognized that, it requires changes in policy that are going to be wrenching and difficult because we have become not only entangled and engaged economically, we've also become dependent on China's economy. And that's why you have not just this billionaire, but you also have Hollywood, you have superstar athletes, all of them saying essentially what he's saying: we don't care about the Uyghurs, and we're making a lot of money in China, and they're our friends, so please go away, we don't care.
Cliff May is the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay, said the billionaire. Inaccurate. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Reynolds.